Damn, A Book of Calumny, published by Philip Goodman Company. Chapter 7, Stable Names. Why doesn't some patient drudge of a privat dozent compile a dictionary of the stable names of the great? All show dogs and racehorses, as everyone knows, have stable names. On the list of entries, a fast mare may appear as Zarina Olga Fedorovna, but in the stable she is not that at all, nor even Zarina or Olga, but maybe Lil or Jenny. And a prize bulldog, champion Zoroaster or Charlemagne the 11th, on the bench, may be plain Jack or Ponto en famille. So with celebrities of the genus Homo. Huxley's official style and appellation was the Right Honorable Thomas Henry Huxley, PC, MD, PhD, LLD, DCL, DSC, FRS, and his biographer tells us that he delighted in its rolling grandeur. But to his wife, he was always Hal. Shakespeare, to his fellows of his bankside, was Will, and perhaps Willie to Anne Hathaway. The Kaiser is another Willie. The late Tsar so addressed him in their famous exchange of telegrams. The Tsar himself was Nicky in those days, and no doubt remains Nicky to his intimates today. Edgar Allan Poe was always Eddie to his wife, and Mark Twain was always Youth to his. P.T. Barnum's stable name was Taylor, his middle name. Charles Lamb's was Guy. Nietzsche's was Fritz. Whistler's was Jimmy. The late King Edward's was Bertie. Grover Cleveland's was Steve. J. Pierpont Morgan's was Jack. Dr. Wilson's is Tom. Some given names are surrounded by a whole flotilla of stable names. Henry, for example, is softened variously into Harry, Hen, Hank, Hal, Henny, Henry, Henri, and Heine. Which did Anne Boleyn use when she cooed into the suspicious ear of Henry VIII? To which did Henrik Ibsen answer at the domestic hearth? It is difficult to imagine his wife calling him Henrik. The name is harsh, clumsy, razor-edged. But did she make it Hen or Rick or neither? What was Bismarck to the Fürstin, and to the mother he so vastly feared? Achin? Somehow it seems impossible. What was Grant to his wife? Surely not Ulysses. And Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart? And Rutherford B. Hayes? Was Robert Browning ever Bob? Was John Wesley ever Jack? Was Emanuel Swendenborg ever Manny? Was Thaddeus Kosciusko ever Teddy? A fair field of inquiry invites. Let some laborious assistant professor explore and chart it. There will be more of human nature in his report than in all the novels ever written.